all familiar with. We've got the car wash, the apartment building with a barn behind it, and then there's an existing building here. Right now, the separation is three separate parcels currently. So we've got the car wash parcel, the apartment building and the barn, which the property line actually bisects through the barn, and then there's a separate landlocked 2-acre parcel that's part of the rail trail. So the lot line adjustment would expunge the separation between the landlocked parcel of the rail trail, combine it with the car wash lot, and then that lot line adjustment would essentially take that parcel, that line, and move it to the west side, east-west side of the apartment building and the barn. So the barn, apartment building, car wash, and that 2-acre parcel would all become a single parcel, and then this existing building, which Joe Cage will maintain because they use it for storage and surplus materials and whatnot. So they'll maintain that, but then this would all become a single parcel. So essentially.
So the big garage down below is the only one on that one parcel?
Correct.
Out of two?
Yep.
Everything else is on?
Everything else is on the east parcel.
And that represents, that tail represents the old trail?
The rail trail, yeah. So you've got the Harlan Valley Rail Associates here. Then it looks like Clarence
Proper
here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then the rail trail is on that section, so.
Have you ever heard anything about what's going to happen to that rail trail, even though they sold it off?
No.
No?
They sold, oh, Harlan Valley sold it off?
Well, years before the rail trail, they sold a lot of
The rail bed. Yeah.
Yeah,
bought the rail bed.
Yeah, gotcha.
I don't know how they got away with that, but they did.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But Dan Russell has done all the survey work, so he's got a much better handle on, you know, who's got what. But yeah, I think the goal is to ultimately continue it, right? I mean, to work with the landowners that have it to create
good
a rail trail that connects it, yeah.
And who knows, maybe it's George's way of not, because now it's one parcel, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the way it was anyway, you'd have to split it, because it wasn't like it was, that piece wasn't one piece.
So what exactly are your intentions? I mean, what do you want, what are you going to do with the land?
Well, this he wants to maintain, this he's intends to sell. He actually has someone who's interested and potentially purchasing. He tried the car wash thing and it wasn't what he thought it was going to be, I suppose. And he's got somebody, a buyer who's interested, who may want to turn the car wash into a bike shop.
Mm-hmm.
Bike shop and possibly a little cafe or something where you could grab a bottle of water, a bottle of soda or something like that. And then, you know, bike shop for they fix and sell tires and chains and whatnot.
So in anticipation of the rail trail?
Potentially, yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
And it's old GB, so he can do it. He'd have to come in front of us again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So which part then would he keep? He would keep the...
He would just keep this. So that line would then go, the existing line's here, and then it would come along this side, putting the apartment building in the barn. So he would just keep this entryway and the building, and there is a note on Dan's plan that dedicates a right-of-way for the apartment building so that those people have access to park in the rear of the apartment building.
Oh yeah, because the garage is
parking
areas down below.
Down below, yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
So he doesn't want to keep the apartment building either.
Probably, honestly, you probably need to keep that for income to... I don't see you making a killing on the bike. I know somebody that owns a bike shop in Kittermoke, and they can't make a killing at it, so.
No.
This way, you've got guaranteed income.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I suppose you could always turn the barn into, you know, an apartment.
A lumberyard.
Yeah.
I don't think that barn's in that great a shape.
Yeah, it looked like it could use some love when I strolled around the property.
I mean, that's really been there.
It's been there since Clarence split program.
Yeah.
Oh, was that one before Elliott's?
Split River.
Well, Elliott's, Split River was there first.
Oh.
It's a substantial barn. I mean, if you
cleaned
it up.
Well, it was like,
something.
It was a lumber yard, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, it was.
Wasn't there a
this was a hardware store?
Yeah, got it. Yeah, it falls off the back, there's decent hillside from this from the car wash elevation down to the lower.
Yeah, there was lumber in that barn.
Really?
Yeah.
Makes sense, yes.
Yeah, and I can remember going in there and he mixed paint, they mixed paint and stuff.
Yep. And they lived upstairs?
Yep.
Good people.
So this is, you said next month, this is a two meeting minimum situation?
Yeah, yep. We accept the application tonight, which I don't see any reason why we wouldn't. Then you would come back next month for a public hearing.
Okay, great. Yeah, and we'll make sure we'll square away if we'll settle up.
Payment stuff, yeah.
Do you know what the fee is offhand?
Off the top of my head, it's gonna be around $500, I believe.
Okay.
I mean, we can tell you exactly. It's $375 for the subdivision. Then there's another fee. I don't remember what it was off the top of my head, but it'll be around probably $500 to $600 in that range.
Okay.
How much did you pay?
Don't get him started.
That was $350.
It's more than that.
Yeah, mine was only a lot line adjustment, period.
But yours was.
That's what this would be.
Yeah, but it's really classified as a minor subdivision.
Why?
Because we don't have any designation for a lot line adjustment. So this is three parcels to two, so it's gonna be a minor subdivision. That's what they classify it as.
Interesting.
Yep.
It doesn't make much sense to me, but.
It to me either.
Yeah.
And that was how many years ago?
I don't care what you call it.
The comprehensive plan was written, what, 1996 or thereabouts?
Yeah.
So they must have had some reason.
Right.
The only one left is Robin, I'll answer.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions on the application.
Sure.
Can you fill that out?
Yep.
Okay, great. So on number seven, it says that these parcels are in general business and rural low density.
Mm-hmm.
Can you show me which one is in?
So the parcel two is rural low density, and then the two front parcels, parcels one and then 3A, 3B, those are the general.
Okay. Was that confirmed by the zoning board, the low density and the rear parcel?
No, just the zoning map. That's what the surveyor confirmed on his own. I mean, the zoning board, you have a zoning map that designates what these areas are. So based on the zoning map, he determined that parcel two is low density.
Right, so I'm looking at the zoning map also, and I don't know if I'm allowed to interpret it or not, but I can't figure it out, because the parcels that are on railroad, there is a small section in there that's rural low density, but this doesn't front on railroad. I'm just bringing it up now because when whoever takes over this property and they want to do something else, this is the baseline. And this will make our job harder if that's not correct. So is there some way that can get verified that parcel is in something called rural low density?
Really, there's, I mean, essentially we go based on the zoning map that you have. So what we rely on surveyors to do that as the licensed professional in that field. So they will determine and say, based on the zoning map, this is in rural low density. And oftentimes they'll even show that. We've had projects, like hospitality projects, where the actual parcel itself is bisected by two different zoning districts because it's a 70-acre parcel or something. And then, you know, the allowed uses in that portion of the parcel are applied to low density, and then the uses that are in front, essentially. So as this all becomes one lot, that line becomes the line to say you're allowed this use on this portion of the property and this use on this portion of the property.
Right, but that's not the problem. The problem is the rear lot is in a section where there is literally no zoning. So somebody is interpreting that. So we need to find out who that is and how they're coming up with this interpretation.
Sure.
Because generally it's off the roadbed dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
In an urban situation, it's 100 feet. in this situation, I don't know what it would be. But I think because this part, that particular parcel is basically in no zone, so we need to know how that interpretation came about, so we can back it up when the person comes in and says,
yeah,
I want to build a store in a rural low density, and they're not going to be able to do it.
Yeah, right.
So we,
and it's
I
just
think we
this
need to get that cleared up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
We can talk
about
that.
If you can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing is, it's you check yes, where it's a wetlands or other water bodies that are regulated by the feds or the state or local agency. Where are those?
We're not actually on the parcel. That's an autofill for when you go through and on the DEC EAF mapper. It's an interactive mapper, so you select the site and then it tells you if there are any on or adjacent to the parcel. There are none on the parcel that are mapped federal or state regulated wetlands. It's just, it looks at the greater area and says, are there any in the general vicinity? And it autofills that. So if you look at the last page of the EIF, you can see there's questions, part one, question 12A, 12B. Those are the questions that they autofill for you. And oftentimes we run into this all the time where they'll say, well, we have one in the village of Chatham where they say it's, you know, there's no wetlands on the site, it's right in the village, but because the creek bed is across River Street and down the embankment, there's the creek there, they mark it as a yes that there's wetlands in proximity to the project site, but there's none on the site.
Can we find out where that creek is here?
Sure. Yeah, I can take a look at the NWI map and provide that as like a supplement supplemental document that you can see where they are pulling this information from to show NWI maps. And it's probably not, it may be a creek, but it could be a little federally regulated wetland via the National Wetlands Inventory that it's pulling from. It's an autofill from a resource map.
It's generally a certain number of acres in order for it to be federally or state regulated. The state regulation is 2.5.
State's 12 and a half.
I'm sorry, 12.5.
Federal is anything else.
Yeah, and I walked through there and I could not see where it is.
Yeah, there's no, again, it could be 500 feet away. It's just the EAF mapper, for some reason, it doesn't know what the property boundaries are, so it probably just drops a radius on there and says, okay, within 500 feet, there's a potential wetland area.
Well, the Rod and Gun Club has a pond back there.
Who does?
The Rod and
Gun Club.
Oh, way back.
Way back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not that far.
But
the reservoir's already across
the
road.
Yeah,
it could be that. But like I say, I'll pull the NWI map and submit that between now and next month and you'll be able to see.
Okay,
again, just because this becomes our baseline. So
sure. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't want to say where. Yeah, delineate the wetlands if they're not on site.
Yeah. What is on this property now? As far as wooded land, brush.
Yeah, I think it's just. I think it's mowed.
Because it used to be a railroad bed.
Yeah. Right.
And is it? It's only 66 feet wide. Mm-hmm. But is it tapered ground?
You know, I'm not sure. I would imagine so. I know it's crowned, you know, it falls off from the car wash here. And I think as I was walking up from the back here, there's definitely it falls off here. I don't know how much of it's level across the back.
I think if anything, the right side would be relatively flat.
Flat.
The other side, I think it's steep down beyond that.
I would say there's not a whole lot that can happen back here aside from a rail trail.
Yeah.
So the rail trail would be looking for access to the street at some point.
It continues beyond
right and across. I know that was one of the sticking points of how to cross.
Which I'm sure if this person, if they pursue it, and they open a bike shop, they're gonna be all for dedicating an easement.
The only problem is the land has been sold beyond that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I'm not sure this person is not gonna let go.
No.
Right.
Doesn't bother me not either.
No, because they've gotten land from Prince's daughter.
Yeah. How many acres is that nine?
I don't know. You know where Clint had the extra garage?
Yeah, all that roadway.
And then they put the roadway in on there.
You know, they wanted to go for it. He has a mellow one at all?
Got it. I wouldn't even wanna walk out of the door. I thought I was all the way ahead, like, tax this to the, I thought they, that's all I got.
Yep.
You mean as far as the designation?
No.
It does, but I couldn't find it on the small map, there's a big map in the village office. One we can probably look at.
As far as the zoning designation?
Hmm.
Gotcha.
Yep.
I think it might, so when you go to the county, and they might even, I can't remember. If the county GIS, when you click on, when you go there and you click on and you get the property card, property report, it gives the land use, but I don't think it gives the local municipal.
No, I will be on this door.
Right there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so you can see there's the green line right there.
Right there.
That, yep, that green portion.
So that's Hamlin too, according to this.
Right, so on railroad, if you go from the railroad bed, generally that's how zoning works, from the railroad, it's from the road bed. Usually it's 100 feet. So this, on either side of this, is gonna be rural low density, it's just this piece. There's a whole section here that's just white on the other zoning map.
In there?
Yeah. So I believe that's at least part of this one is just, it's in this zone, that's not zoned.
So this parcel, that sliver right there, that's in rural low density, that beige color, that's the parcel that we're talking about, parcel two, that goes with this.
Oh, okay.
Piece, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not green.
So that's the 66 feet, okay.
You're right, so that is rural.
Okay, then that's right, okay, that's where we got it from. Okay, I read it wrong, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
That's right, good questions, Tom.
Yeah, there's, and of course that map's the county tax map, which we know is oftentimes incorrect as far as the property boundaries, so you'll see that jog in the land. It might be exacerbated here, but it's, you know, we go by the survey.
Would be interesting to see where the wetlands is though, because I can't.
Yeah, I'll send you the NWI.
I've lived here my whole life and walked all through there and I don't remember.
It's gonna be off-site, I mean, I know it's gonna be off-site. Well, but we know the rail trail isn't gonna have any wetlands on it, there's certainly none in the parking lot, there's none at the building, and then this is just a low, you know, that's the area where the barn is and driveway. I'm sure it's probably falls off the back here.
It does.
Is there a pond down on Montex?
I was just wondering that, but I don't think so.
Yes, because you know why they filled, they used to go down there and fill fire trucks. There's a dry hydrant down there.
Oh, is that right?
I'm pretty sure there is.
Because we went all through there too.
Down by Montex?
I think there's a little, yeah, I thought so.
Well, anyway, you will find that for us, right?
I will.
Okay.
I don't even know why they, yeah, so it's proposed action, lands adjoining the proposed act, so lands adjoining the proposed action contain wetlands or water bodies. So if it's an adjoining parcel, then, and it's got wetlands on it, could be a 500 acre parcel. If it's got wetlands way in the northwest corner and you're way down here, it's gonna say yes, but it's eons away. I don't know why they even include it, why they use that as an autofill, because it raises more questions than it answers typically.
Doesn't it have to be a certain size to be designated wetland?
Right, New York State is 12.5, and the bed, but not.
It can be anything, it can be anything except for, as long as it's, has a significant nexus, or it's got drainage connection to any other water body, navigable water, which is a class D stream or better, so a little trickling stream can be a navigable water. They have jurisdiction. The only time they don't is if it's 100% isolated. So if you've got an ag field that has a depression in it but has no outlet, all the rainwater gathers there, you get wetland vegetation, wetland soil characteristics, that'll be considered wetland, but it's isolated from any hydraulic connection elsewhere. That is the only thing that's not regulated by the Army Corps.
Well, it'll be interesting to see where that is.
Yeah, I'll send it in along with the chat.
Perfect.
But yeah, if who would I reach out to find out what that fee is?
Jess.
Okay.
She's also the village clerk treasurer.
Okay, cool. Great.
You know, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
I've got it on my phone, I just can't find it.
Okay. Yeah, if it lives somewhere in the, if on the website, if there's a fee schedule or something, then we might be able to figure that out.
Oh, well, here's the fee schedule.
Should actually be just attached, really, nothing about it, to the application, so there's no, yeah.
All right, here's what yours is gonna be, minor subdivision application. It's 300 plus the final approval is 150 plus $75 a lot, and you're gonna have two lots, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be $600.
And the 150 is?
That's total, it would be 300 plus 300, it would be 600 total.
Yep.
The 150 is for final approval, they call it.
Oh, I see.
And $75 a lot, so two lots.
So it's covered all in one check.
So 600 covers it all.
And it could be in one check made to the village?
Oh, yeah.
All right, sweet.
All right, any other questions? All right, then I would take a motion to accept the application.
I'll make it.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second.
I see.
To accept the application of Taconic Engineering?
Jokaj. Jokaj LLC, that's the.
Yeah.
Is that who owns it? They own it, yeah.
Right, let's do this, Jokaj LLC?
That's the ownership entity, yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
All right.
Aye. Opposed? All right, passed, and we'll see you in 30 days roughly. You'll be here at the June meeting.
Okay.
All right, you do not need to contact the voters.
Oh, okay, great.
All right, so we'll see you then, and you're gonna get us the information we need and all like that.
Sweet, thank you all very much.
We'll advertise it, and you'll be all set to.
He has to do the letters, right? Yeah.
No, he does not have to do the letters.
How come?
According to Rob, you don't have to.
Oh, because it's a lot line?
Right.
But that's what mine was.
Yeah, you were different.
You were splitting it.
My job was.
His parts were to come out.
I was adding on.
That, his was a learning process.
Right, he's not adding on, he's just re.
Yeah. They're just moving along.
They don't have any refunds.
So it'll be June 20th.
June 20th.
June 20th.
At 7:00.
Great. Thank you all again.
All right, thanks for, and your name was?
Andy Didio.
Potts? Did?
Didio, no, Alex Potts is my employee.
All right, Andy Didio.
Yeah.
Okay, Andy, well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right, you too. All right, anybody got anything else?
Nope.
Then Judy, it's up to you.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
I second it.
I have a motion and a second to adjourn, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, opposed? We're adjourned. So, see you guys next month. If any training stuff comes up, I'll make sure you're aware of it, or if any other electronic stuff comes in, I'll share it. Now it's time to go home and watch basketball. Well, that too.
The next step, or are they gonna be?
No, they're gonna be, Miami will put some.
Now, are you Celtics fan because you're a Red Sox fan?
I am a Celtics fan.
Are you a Patriots fan?
No, I hate Patriots.
No, usually Patriots, Red Sox.
Yeah, but see, when I was only going, there were no Patriots.
Right.
Let me just get rid of this.
I am too.
Good night, Philmont.